mentioned, like the beginning of this war, war between the pseudo Vaishnav and the Gaudiya Vaishnav. There was no Gaudiya Vaishnav at that time, but in 1898, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur or Bimala Prasad, he came to Jagannath Puri with Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and they bought this little place where ISKCON has a beautiful building now. I don't know, maybe 6-story or 8-story building now. It's called Bhakti Bhavan. And every day morning and evening, both father and son would speak about the real mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is Krishna consciousness? And there was no Gaudiya Math. All Vaishnava was one in the whole India. And then the Vaishnavas would come, Raghunath Das Babaji. And he was the kind of leader, and the other Vaishnava would come and they would listen. And Bimala Prasad, young boy speaking. One day he was speaking and he saw a lady came, but she looks a little strange. And she's trying to like keep her hair, veil, is a veil on the top of hair, in a proper way. But Bimala Prasad is speaking and he got his attention, he's noticing. This lady never came, but she's like very little strange looking. And she's trying to, then all of a sudden veil came off. It was a very expensive silk sari. And it was a man's hair. And he recognized, he said, "Aren't you Gangadhar Bhattacharya?" He said, "Yes, I am. Actually, I'm Lalita Sakhi." So he's trying to cover it. Then Bimala Prasad changed his subject matter. That was the beginning of, he started seeing that how deadly, poisonous Mahaprabhu's teaching was in the Vaishnava society. There was no purity at all. And when I was hearing this, main two things I understood. One thing was that Bimala Prasad was explaining what is monotheism, pantheism. Prabhupada explained in the purport also, in Bhagavatam. And then what is polytheism, and then what is polymorphic by monotheism. That if, like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur quoted, he said, "Radha Krishna vaiche sada eki sarup lila ras asadite dhare dui rup." That Lord Krishna himself, absolute truth, he himself expanded in a embodiment of Srimati Radharani. So Radha Krishna, there is no difference. Prabhupada also put this in the introduction of Chaitanya Charitamrita. There is no difference. We, Gauriya, think that absolute truth is Krishna, also Radharani, also God. Krishna is God, Radharani also God. Both are God. Now, all the gopis are expansion, Lalita Bisaga, of Srimati Radharani. Kayo Buhoroptar, the Chaitanya Charitamrita explained. So when Gangadhar Bhattacharya was pretending, he thought he is actually Lalita Sakhi by this great famous opponent of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was Radha Ramana Charana Das Babaji. That's his full name. So then Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, after finishing, he was very disturbed. He spoke to his father. They both went to council and told the whole group, "There is a chance you can come back to the pure Vaishnavism. Otherwise, we have to cut your philosophy into pieces." Radharaman Charan Das Babaji did not like it. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur started vigorous preaching outside. So there are two things. One thing was, they were imitating the Shakti of the Bhagavan, that you can pretend you are somebody. But we do not accept. That is Mayavadi philosophy, impersonalism. We do not accept that the Bhagavan, you can become Bhagavan or his Shakti. We are Jiva Shakti. Now, one group of Vaishnava, Ramana Sampradaya, there's two groups. One group, they accept Lakshmi Devi is also Jiva Shakti. But we do not accept that. I would not say anything about it, but Ramana Jacharya did not say, but there's one group followed. But we do not accept like this, that we are expansion of Radharani or Swarup Shakti. This is one. Another one was that they do not chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, in complete format, in a public or loudly. They will never chant. You will see they always chant under cloth, something they are murmuring, Prabhupada says. We don't know what it is. So they say, well, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur started a big Nagar Kirtan next day. Then Radha Raman Charan Das Babaji came up with the idea, well, we need to do that too in order to counter. So he came up with that idea, bhaja, and I don't want to even feel like chanting that, but you know that. So that's what we don't. And they don't chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra loudly. That is the biggest difference between them and us. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur founded with Bhaktivinoda Thakur how Mahaprabhu wanted Krishna Naam Sankirtan loudly. Uchere Bhasanam Iti Kirtanam. Rupa Goswami Pad says, he challenged many 17 points. He said, one point, he said, do you follow Rupa Goswami? He said, yes. But he said, Uchere Bhasanam Iti Kirtanam. The loudly chanting, glorifying the Lord's name is Kirtan. But you don't want to do that. And they defeated, but they got, I guess, some other revenge to create that opposition. That was the beginning of the opposition began. But if you have a 1 minute, I'll just wonder that how powerful Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is. Because I met this Prabhupada's godbrother. He was telling us a story that how this one devotee, he was initiated and he was very nicely serving in Mayapur. But at one point his parents comes and told him that he has to go back in family, he has to go get married. And then he got married, and then he went back to Bengali home culture, which is fish eater. Mostly Bengalis, they love fish like American likes cake or ice cream, something like that. So he went back to completely breaking all the rules, regulation, does not follow nothing. Some or other death came and he died. This is in Assam, and his son used to work in Guwahati, which is 12 hours ride. So when he died, his wife sent the news to bring his eldest son to cremate the body. And by the time one person went and came back, it was 24 hours. And when he came back, he started crying. And he remembers when he was a child born, his father used to say about Krishna's name, about the name of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, his guru. And he says, what happened? Your spiritual life, some or other, he just bursted out. Father, you cannot live like this. You told me when you die, you want to die as a devotee. But I don't see any symptom of tilak in your body or anything. Please come back. You cannot die. I cannot cremate you. And he's cried and cried so loudly. All of a sudden, everybody, all the villagers came and they were witnessing. You know how they cremate, they put a wood like this, stack, and then put the dead body and then put another stack of wood on top. If you see in India how they burn, you'll understand what I'm saying. So that time, all of a sudden, he just came out from this dead body. And he told his son, take me to the Guwahati temple. I don't want to go to home. And he went to temple, and there where he revealed what happened. That he was taken to Jamaraj's place, and he saw himself in the queue. And Jamaraj was sitting there, and all this, his entourage, Chitragupta, everybody is there. Jamaraj is giving punishment one by one. Then all of a sudden, when his turn came, Jamaraj got down from his singhasan and came right in front of him. He said, who is Prabhupada? Who is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur? Oh, Prabhupada! Prabhupada! He said, go back. And that's where he opened his eye and he found back to his village. And this way he lived for a while, about 10 years, and then he wrote and he cried. Every day he would cry for Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. And he said that how Jamaraj knew Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. The entire audience in Jamaloka, hell, everybody knows Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. We have no fear.
Abhi Ashtu Shukturvan. They're singing every day. Abhi Ashtu Shukturvan. The glories of the spiritual master are known throughout the three worlds. Jai Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai.